AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports President Trump signed a bill ending the brief government shutdown.
The House has passed a roughly $1.2 trillion spending package to end the partial government shutdown. This sets the stage for a debate in Congress over Homeland Security funding. The bill only covers 2 weeks of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Texas Democrat Lizzie Fletcher says there should be a higher priority.
We don't have 2 weeks. When Americans are being killed, detained, harassed, and silenced by their government.
President Trump says he wants the debate to include getting rid of sanctuary cities.
I can't believe in Minnesota that they want to have murderers walking all over the streets. I just don't believe it. Maybe somebody says it's good politics. I don't think it's good politics.
Democrats want a code of conduct for federal agents, no masks, and a requirement officers show identification. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Talks between the U.S. and Iran appear to still be on, despite a military engagement. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
U.S. Central Command says a Navy jet fighter shot down an Iranian drone after it aggressively approached a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea. The shootdown occurred within hours of another incident in which Iranian forces harassed a U.S.-flagged merchant vessel in the Strait of Hormuz. But in Washington, the White House says talks planned between Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iranian officials are still on. And President Trump says
they are negotiating. They'd like to do something, and we'll see if something is going to be done. They had a chance to do something a while ago, and it didn't work out. And we did Midnight Hammer. I don't think they want that happening again, but they would like to negotiate. We are negotiating with them right now, yes.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. Fast food chains are offering new ways to show your love this Valentine's Day.
McDonald's embracing a TikTok trend this Valentine's Day. Chicken nuggets lovingly topped with a dab of caviar. The free limited-time McNugget Caviar Kit available online starting February 10th pairs a 1-ounce tin of Paramount Siberian Sturgeon Caviar with a $25 McDonald's gift card to buy McNuggets. For the 35th year in a row, White Castle is transforming its restaurants into love castles with hostess seating, tableside service, and Valentine's Day decor. At Chick-fil-A, nugget lovers can get their orders in a heart-shaped tray. Auntie Anne's has a heart-shaped soft pretzel. Even 7-Eleven is getting in on the action, offering heart-shaped donuts and $14 off delivery orders. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.